And today we have a thunderous announcement to make for you.
We do indeed. And this one concerns Parkinson's disease. And yours truly, in May of 2017, was diagnosed with Parkinson's, late onset Parkinson's. I don't know that we need the qualifier to speak more freely about it. But it is one of those things that has kind of attached itself to me, and I've been working through it, working with it. And today we wanted to talk about it because the implication is that I'll be standing down from the morning show. My final broadcast will be on the 21st of February this year. So I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to spend a good month together here and really talk about all the joys and feelings and wonder of, you know, being a part of this great ministry. And, Jen, today I've invited my wife, Chris, to come and join us. She has a vested interest, obviously, in my health, and she's going to break open, break open a bit of what it means to be living with and working with and through Parkinson's. Good morning, honey.
Well, this is, I'm so proud of you, honey. I mean, this is something that for a lot of the listeners out there, you didn't know that Bruce had Parkinson's disease. And for people who are our friends, our family, when they find out, they're always amazed because when you've been on the air, they didn't hear that. They heard this brilliant mind. And a good friend of ours, way back when you were first diagnosed, Dr. Steve Doran, when, you know, it shook us up. It really, I mean, it started with a tremor. And first we thought it was just because he's getting older. But when the diagnosis came in, he said, Chris, you don't die from Parkinson's. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make your brain
addled
or anything like that. It's because dopamine is no longer being produced as it should, and you begin to lose some of that control. And there were drugs, and we were so blessed to have so many people around us, like Steve and many others, and he helped us find one of a great doctor. And we'll just call her Dr. Amy, and she has helped Bruce so much. But spiritually, too. I mean, Bruce, when you first found out back then, we immediately went to Monsignor Essef. He's like our spiritual father. He's such a great friend. And he said, I want you praying to St. Charbel. And every night since that diagnosis, our son Michael, who is autistic, we have quite a Ray in our household now, but he has been praying to St. Charbel for his dad, for a healing. And it's been amazing that when you think about it, it's been 8 years. And the only reason, if I can continue, do you mind?
No, please do.
The only reason that Bruce is stepping back from the morning show is that anybody out there who has Parkinson's knows that dopamine is produced in the brain, you know, naturally when you're in that deep sleep. You got to get past, you know, the dream surface state and get down into that deeper area. And for Bruce, he's tried valiantly to go to bed at 7 o'clock at night and try to get there. But it's hard when you got household that is up, you know, until about 11.
And dogs
and everything. And we had a coyote last night and all kinds of weird things. And then to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's difficult to produce the amount of dopamine that, you know, along with the various medications that you can take. On the weekends, when Bruce is able to sleep in, right, to 7 or 8 o'clock, it's different. He has more energy. It's a lot easier. That's, I think, one of the reasons why it's this particular thing. When you're doing, you know better than anybody, Jen, doing a live morning show, you have to get up and you got it. And at this point, with this particular illness, doing this particular time frame of your ministry, Bruce, is very difficult, hasn't it?
It has become difficult in the last couple of months, particularly.
And so we want to talk about the continuing of Bruce's ministry because that's what you do want to continue to do. You are going to be stepping away from Spirit Mornings, but you will still be doing, still be spreading the good news of Jesus at Discerning Hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not done yet.
You're not done yet.
Might need some help to push me across the goal line, but I'm not done yet.
Yeah, he's not done yet. I mean, he's there's We're not done in ministry. I mean, it's you have too much. You cannot stop proclaiming the gospel. You cannot stop preaching the good, you know, sharing the good news. And we're going to hear today St. Francis de Sales in the Office of Reading. And it was quite beautiful that it would be today. He talks about everybody has their gifts. Bruce, you've been a broadcaster for 55 years. Yep. This is in your blood. Ever since you were a teenager, sitting behind a microphone, pushing buttons.
Been a one-trick pony.
And being a warm, loving, gentle, strong presence. And you made a big shift 20 years ago when you left secular radio, a very successful secular career, to help build this little radio station to become the mammoth that it is now, for all for God's greater glory. And you did it, and it consumed you. It consumed you. And you too, Jen, both of you. You both have given so much, and it has taken a toll. And you, but you don't complain. And the beautiful thing, Jen, when Bruce first found out, I mean, I remember sitting in the car after the doctor diagnosis, and I said, oh, how are you doing with this? And I mean, I was really shook. And because we had lived through autism, and I thought, oh, no, what? You know? And Bruce just looked and he said, well, you know, now the Lord has given me an idea of the cross I need to carry to the end. And he said, okay, I'm going to carry it. And I've never seen him get angry. I've never seen him get mad or cry or... It's frustrated sometimes, but this is, you know, through the grace of all those shared prayers. We have the Marian sisters, good friends of ours, and they're praying for Bruce all the time, and our friends and our family. And now I'm hoping, as Bruce's wife, I'm appealing to the community that listens to Spirit Catholic Radio to pray for him. He has never asked for that, you know. And when he got COVID, COVID was it hit everybody hard, but it really slammed Bruce. And that didn't help his Parkinson's. So, but the thing is about Bruce, and many people know this, he is a brilliant man. He has been taught the faith, not only from his mother and father and that all those Dominican nuns, but by a group of people in the last 20 years through this radio apostolate. He understands it and he lives it better than any man I've ever known. And he still needs to share that. So there are he's still going to be a broad. You, that's your gift, right?
That's what we're doing. There is to be no utterance of the R word here whatsoever. It is not retirement.
That's right. You're not retiring. And I know this is a little scary for you sharing this. I'll just be real, because you're very private. Very, you know, you'll tell people about my medical conditions, and I hear about it at church. But.
Well, that's only because I'm praying for you and I love you. We've got 41 years of doing this.
I know. And Jen, and I was sharing a stat with you. One of the reasons why it's important for Bruce now, especially, and I'm grateful to Jim Carroll and Spirit Catholic Radio for allowing him to have this month, you know, this next 30 days, to be able to say goodbye to the morning show, not broadcasting, but say goodbye to the morning show. And, be able to kind of share this about his Parkinson's journey, because in the Omaha metro area, there are more cases of Parkinson's per capita than the rest of the country. Why little Omaha has, and so chances are, if you're hearing me now, you know somebody, an aunt, an uncle, a mother, a father, maybe
you know
a coworker, and now you know Bruce McGregor. And you knew somebody else too. His name was John Paul.
Yeah. He's going to be my guy, no doubt about it. You know, John Paul, witness to the world, carrying the cross of Parkinson's. And it's just etched in my mind one of the last times that he was at the window teaching as Pope. And he kept writing and he kept speaking when it was very difficult to hear him or understand him, or you realize that, you know, he's very ill. Right up to the end, he battled it and carried that cross.
This is not a death sentence,
no.
And it doesn't mean you have to go into a corner. A lot of people, when they hear this, there's a very famous celebrity who took his life, surprised the world, because he got a Parkinson's diagnosis. And that was a shocker. And there was another one named Michael J. Fox who did the exact opposite.
Yeah.
This is a pro-life issue. This is hitting the boomers now in numbers that, you know,
they're staggering.
I was realizing this in the car. We fought this battle with autism 30 years ago, and now we're fighting the battle for the dignity of the Parkinson patient. Because I know people that are nurses, that are doctors, that are lawyers, who are teachers, who are scared to death to tell their employer that they have Parkinson's because they're afraid that they'll lose their jobs. And they don't know where they're going to go. They don't know how will their friends treat them. And it shouldn't be that way. So I applaud you, Bruce, for coming out and letting people know. You know, we've had the folks in our parish, St. Stephen the Martyr, they have been great. But they can tell. If you've been to events recently and have seen Bruce, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Because with the function of the body.
They give you a somewhat vacant stare.
The masking that will happen occasionally. But that doesn't stop your buddy, Dave Davis, from taking you out to the golf course.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing around. You still have activity. You still have life. That's what John Paul wanted you to know, and that's what Bruce McGregor is, going to be able to do for everybody.
Right. And we've got a month to have some fun together, and Jen and I are celebrating 12 years of Spirit Mornings.
This woman has known, too, and Jen has been an incredible support, lifeline friend. And as his wife, I could not have asked God to put a person in his path. Greater than you, Jen Brown.
Yeah, better and more equipped.
So I am so grateful for that you took care of him when he was here and you had his back for those times when he got when he'd stumble a little bit or he'd, you know, maybe fall asleep because he was so tired because his sleep was all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you took care of him.
My honor.
You know, you got to do it for 30 more days in the morning.
He's Bruce. He's my bud. I mean, Bruce and I spend the most time together of, you know, anybody. Like we have fun. We enjoy each other's company outside of doing this beautiful morning show that provides information with all these amazing guests where we get to learn about Jesus and spread the good news. So praise be to God. So yeah, this is going to be. I'm grateful I had to have an opportunity to talk about this with Bruce yesterday, and that we get an opportunity over the next several weeks to. Share this every single day and talk with different guests. Chris, you're scheduled for the 17th. We'll have some other people come on and talk about the journey of, you know, a radio with Bruce and Spirit Catholic Radio and all kinds of other things. So thanks for being with us this morning.